Proclamation number 1749, dated the December 25th, 1940. The soul's hardship necessitates suffering. Father, your will be done. Single quote. Infinite trust and divine guidance makes your earthly way of life easy, for you accept everything with a certain calm, providing you bear in mind that it was determined by God in this and no other way, due to His boundless concern for your soul. Every burden life imposes on you is necessary for the maturing of your soul, and the more you are in need of it, the more burdensome it will be. Thus, you should first shape yourselves according to divine will, and the suffering will gradually lessen and will finally entirely be taken from you. Practice love, meekness and patience. Practice compassion, peacefulness, and always appeal to God for strength to do so, and you'll rise above everything with ease. You will be a blessing for your surrounding neighbors, for they will strive to emulate you. And your earthly life will become easier. You will have emerged victoriously from the battle against evil, and through your appeals for strength have come closer to God. If you want to reach God, you must completely hand yourselves over to Him. Always pray, Father, your will be done. Single quote. You thereby give evidence of your trust in His guidance. You sacrifice your will to Him. You humbly submit yourselves to His will and acknowledge Him as your Father, and then you will have become as it is pleasing to God. Patient, gentle, humble, peaceful. You practice love if you also compassionately turn towards your fellow human being and try to make him live in the same way. It will refine your nature, and the soul will become light and bright, for it will become ever more capable of absorbing divine light and of spreading it as well. Therefore, don't complain if you have to suffer. Bear everything patiently and know that you still need to suffer, that your soul is still distressed, and that God in His love wants to help you and release it from its still oppressing shell. The soul is still struggling for its freedom. It is still constrained by a force which refuses to set it free. Its own will is still too weak, and in order to strengthen its will, it must call upon God for strength. If it fails to do so of its own accord, then God must encourage it through suffering to turn to Him for help. And it often takes an unbelievably long time before the soul takes the path to God, and just as long it will have to suffer and endure a depressing state. And yet it would be so easy to release itself from it. However, it often gives way to the adversary's urging and revolts against its fate. It grumbles and complains, and therefore cannot be released from suffering either. And your mistake rests in the fact that you do not recognize God's love and are grateful to Him that He wants to lead you into higher spheres. If you believe in His love, it will also be easy for you to confide in Him, and every day, regardless how distressing it may be, will be a blessing for your soul and beneficial for your spiritual higher development. Amen.